substances and making sure natural gas systems are turned off. USA Radio News.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
A brazen robbery in Paraguay led to the robbers getting away with $8 million, and it sounded like something out of a movie. Here's more on the story from Bill Zinfer.
The robbery was more like a military assault than an armed robbery, as 50 men armed with automatic rifles, dynamite, and anti-aircraft guns hit a private security vault and police headquarters in a town near the Brazilian border. One police officer and three suspects were killed in the ensuing gun battle, which ended when robbers used speedboats to cross a river into Brazil. The group, believed to be comprised of Brazilian gangsters, got away with an estimated $8 million.
A Mississippi teenager able to break into the front seat of a police car and lead police on an 8-mile chase. Here's Randy Bell.
Law enforcement officers are accustomed to having horsepower on their side when they're chasing somebody. But in Lamar County, a teenager being pursued was driving a stolen patrol car.
It was pretty evenly matched, but, you know, the officers were better trained and just glad nobody was hurt.
Sheriff Danny Regal says they were able to stop the car by flattening the tires after about an 8-mile chase in the Oak Grove area. A couple of patrol cars were rammed during that pursuit. The 16-year-old boy had been in the back of the patrol car, but managed to get behind the wheel and take off. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme has died at the age of 73 from esophageal cancer. Some of his movies include The Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, and the remake of The Manchurian Candidate. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what the sound of that is. That's the sound of our show, Modern Design. Well, I've been off for a couple of weeks on vacation, but I'm back to work now, and we're going to talk all about design today, what's trending for 2017, and all the wonderful things to look forward to this spring and summer when it comes to design. A lot of new things are happening, and I have a lot of new guests coming up in the next couple of weeks on our show. We're going to meet some of those wonderful people. In fact, next week I'm going to, I just had a meeting early this afternoon with a lovely lady that owns Ladylike Antiques, talking about antiques in the 2017 marketplace, what they are like and what they bring to the table, and how people feel about antiques now in conjunction with the more contemporary design sense. But let's go ahead and take a look at the weather and start with that and see what it's like, which is not so great today, as you all know. The National Weather Forecast is telling me that it's currently 62 degrees and very overcast. This afternoon, there's a 20% chance of patchy drizzle with a high of 65 degrees. Tonight, it will be mostly cloudy, then patchy fog with a low of 51. On Thursday, there'll be areas of fog, then partly sunny with a high of 75. So it'll be warm tomorrow. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers with a low of 57. On Friday, it's going to be quite warm. There'll be a slight chance of showers, but then sunny with a high of 81. Friday night, there's a 20% chance of showers with a low of 59. On Saturday, not going to be a great day, folks. 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 82. On Saturday night, there's a chance of thunderstorms and then mostly cloudy with a low of 55. And then finally on Sunday, again, another chance, 30% chance of thunderstorms. So I guess it's going to be hot and rainy for the next week, which is okay. We can get things done inside the house. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. This is our third year on Hunter and Chamber Radio. A lot of new things happening. We moved this year to a new location right in downtown Flemington on Main Street. I overlook lovely downtown Main Street, which is great. We're going to be adding a YouTube shortly. We have cameras in studio now, although they're not completely set to go, so you're going to be able to follow us visually each week on YouTube, which is great for my show in particular because I have a design show and I have a lot of guests lined up for the next couple of weeks. We're actually going to bring things in and show them to you, not necessarily talk about a beautiful blue glass plate, but I'd be able to show them to you on YouTube, and some great things happening on Modern Design and at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Creamery wants to help you raise money for your local fire company. In honor of International Firefighter Day, Pamby's will be holding a two-week fundraiser beginning May 2nd. Pamby's will donate 25% of your purchase price to your designated fire company. Simply download the flyer from the Pamby's website and bring it to Pamby's, located on Route 31 just north of Payne Road. Pamby's will also donate 25% of your purchase of Pamby's products at ShopRite. They have flyers there, too. Honor the men and women who would risk their life to save yours. Pamby's, purely delicious.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the past 20 years, boy, they flew by, seeing many changes through the years in terms of what's trending and so on. I had a really nice conversation with an upcoming guest that we're going to have next week on the show, the owner of Ladylike Antiques, which has just moved to a new location, a much larger location in Flemington, with all sorts of wonderful platters and sets of dishes, things like Stengel, which originated in this general area back in the day, and wonderful glasses and beautiful pieces of art and so on. And it's very sad because a lot of that stuff has gone out of fashion, but not really, because they are really the classics. And I often, with my new millennials that are coming into the thing and buying their first homes, I often encourage them to do the modern things, but also have that coexist with some great dishes. Even if you put some dishes on the wall, do some great things with the classics and mix them, because it's important to remember our history. Well, today's show is a continuation of a show I had a couple of weeks ago. It was House Beautiful Magazine came out with a wonderful article on the best of the best for 2017, what was trending, and we did do some of that last time I was live in studio, and I want to continue that the best of the best article. I think people are kind of confused right now. What is in style? You see so many different things. There's not a continuity. I'm certainly the grays as far as decorating lots of grays and neutrals with pops of color. But inconsistent. There are a lot of different things that are in style right now. So this is their list of the best, the things that they see continually in decorating for 2017 that work well and always look good. So I'm going to go over some of these again, and then we'll continue our list and finish up today. Also, I am going to open up our phone lines if anybody had to call in about what they've done with design or what they find being something that they like to look at when they're out. Our phone lines are now open, and that is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. We are a web-based show and get more of our listeners from the podcast than we do on live broadcast, but sometimes we do get an individual call. So feel free to interject. We want everybody's feedback on design and what's trending and what's working for you in 2017. All right, so the first one on the list of the best for 2017 decorating is having a dramatic hallway entrance. And we talked about this on last live show, how you don't have to necessarily have a big hallway, but something that denotes the entry. And one of the good ways of doing that is putting a mirror. A mirror at the entrance reflects light, which is terrific. And it opens up a space. If you have a small foyer, it definitely opens up the space. Also, from a practical standpoint, when you're getting ready to leave the house, it's a last check to make sure that you your tie's on straight, or if you wear lipstick, that your lipstick is on straight. So it's kind of nice to have a mirror at an entrance or something that denotes it. I always like to do a foyer table at an entrance because I like when I come in to be able to put my keys down or the mail down. I think that's nice whether you have a very small home, an apartment, or maybe you just even come into a living room space. If you have a little area that has a mirror and a table, it doesn't have to be even have walls to separate it. It does denote a little bit of a floor. Maybe you change out the first couple of feet to tile or some sort of a different entrance. But having a foyer or some sort of a dramatic presence at the entrance is nice. A foyer table could be as shallow, you know, as 6 inches, but just a place that's sort of a landing. Sometimes I've even done shelves with a mirror above it, a nice shelf with a mirror above it, and maybe a flower arrangement or a bowl for keys or so on, just to denote a foyer. And in the bigger foyers, we're seeing wonderful lighting fixtures. I just came from Flemington Fan Lighting. Bruce has been a guest. The owner has been a guest on Modern Design. He will be coming on again. And he was showing me some foyer fixtures, and they're just amazing. A lot of the foyer fixtures he was showing me today for 2017 don't have any glass in them. They're open fixtures. They're a framework of metal. And gold is back. He showed me a beautiful gold one, as well as silver and so on. But a lot of these foyer fixtures don't have glass, and they have more of an airy look to them, even if they're a traditional design. I saw one that looked like a modern version of a drum fixture. It was that round, sort of elongated shape, and that was done in chrome, I believe, but no glass, and it was just all open. It was sort of a framework, and that's nice. And it's also very practical when you think about if you have a two-story foyer, as many of us do in the newer homes, cleaning that glass, getting the dust off that glass is difficult. But this sort of more open cage-like thing is very, very much 2017 and great for a dramatic entrance to your foyer. Number two we talked about last live broadcast, was gourd lamps. And those are lamps that have sort of a gourd shape. When you think about the gourds in the fall, you have sort of two round figures, if you will, a smaller one and then a larger one, just shaped like a gourd, a pumpkin sort of gourd shape. And that's a shape I'm seeing a lot as well and doing a lot in lamps. Also, I've noticed lamps have gotten very simple where the bases are just clear glass. A lot of that, I see that when I shop. It's not on the list, but I was noticing a trend that either a colored glass or often clear glass as the base of a lamp is also very in for 2017. Number three was playful wall coverings, timeless playful wall coverings. I will qualify, wall coverings, wallpaper is back. I do wallpaper every week, but we are using it, playful wall coverings in small areas. The most recent wall covering I did was in a master bathroom, and I created, it didn't have a tray ceiling, but I created a tray ceiling by putting molding on the ceiling, and then I inlaid a beautiful modern grass paper in the ceiling. And even though the walls were sort of a nice neutral color, that pop, that texture in the ceiling was wonderful, and that sort of grass texture really carried even at the height the ceiling had and brought something else to the table. If we had just painted it color, I don't think it would bring the same level. But a lot of the geometric papers, talking about playful papers, are very in right now, different geometric shapes, and also some retro shapes from going back to the 1950s. Wonderful, interesting shapes, but done in small areas are very popular and are back again. People are constantly coming to visit me and they want to incorporate wallpaper in a part of their home, but in a much smaller way. Number four on the list was a signature scent for your home, which is wonderful. I think you have to surround yourself with things that are terrific. Some people like vanilla. It's a nice soft scent. Some people like cinnamon. Whatever works for you, if you want a floral scent, if you want something that seems tropical, something that goes with your house. And there are so many options for that. Number five on the list of the best for 2017 in your home is pattern on pattern. And we did talk about this extensively last live session in studio here, where all I see are multiple patterns together. And what I had suggested to you, and I want to reiterate that, is you can work with pattern, different types of patterns on pattern, but you need the continuity of color. Otherwise, your eye sort of gets distracted and it doesn't look very attractive. So let's say you want to do a wonderful sitting chair, and the fabric itself is a stripe. And then maybe you want to do a pillow that's a toile. And then maybe you want to do a throw that's a geometric. If all of those things are shades of navy, well, then that's going to work very well together. Navy and white, perhaps, with the three different types of patterns. Each one's a pattern. The chair is a pattern. The pillow is a pattern. And the throw is a pattern. But they all coexist. If those three patterns were all different colors, it would just be terrible. It would just disconnect, and it would really not work well as a united front with the room. So definitely seeing more pattern on pattern, but you want to group those so they work well together. The other thing you want to consider is scale a pattern. You want to have different sizes working together consecutively. So if your stripe is very broad, you want to do something very concise with the pillow so that they work well together. Not all big patterns or all small patterns. You want to have a gradation of sizes so they all work together, all in the same color palette, and that's one of the best ways to tie in your pattern on pattern. Number six is something that I just brought into my store in my Maplewood location, and that is garden stools, the look of a garden stool. Mine actually happen to be metal, but often they are ceramic. They come in beautiful colors, and people are using them in all sorts of ways. I don't see people sitting on them because they're very uncomfortable, but they make wonderful side tables. They don't take up a lot of space, and they add a lot of color. And now that we're doing so many neutral grays and grayishes, a pop of maybe a teal or a pop of a bright red or a pop of an orange by using a garden stool is a great way to bring some color into a space and also have a place to put a drink down. Number eight on the list was bone inlay, and those are intricate motifs when you're looking at maybe a frame or a mirror, something of visual interest to dress up a space like that. Number nine on the list, which I don't know that I agree with, is skirted tables. In the 80s, I did skirted tables in every bedroom I worked on, and we put the piece of glass on top, and we went and got a wonderful fabric. We made it into a custom tablecloth, and that was the look, and it brought some softness to the space because typically the bed was a wooden bed frame or metal bed frame, and we got the softness from the skirted tables. I'm not seeing that so much. That was from House Beautiful magazine. But if you do have them, they're still in style. Number 10 is decorative brackets. That I do a lot because people are doing fireplace makeovers all the time. I'm working on one this week in Tewksbury, New Jersey, and the woman's house was built, I guess, in 1993 or 4. And there's a sort of surround that's marble tiles, and you can see they're big marble tiles, but you can see all the grout lines, and then they have sort of the shiny brass that goes along with that. Well, I'm sort of redoing that now, and we're putting up a natural stone that's going to go to the ceiling, but then I'm going to add a barn beam, a very simple Barn Beam. There's a place out here in Ringo's that I like a lot that is a great resource for old timbers from New Jersey barns. And then we're going to get some decorative metal iron decorative brackets to support that and to add visual interest. So decorative brackets for a fireplace mantle. Let's say you're doing your island over and you want to extend your island out a little bit over the edge. Decorative brackets is a great place for them there. They're both visually stunning, but they also have support. Number 11 on the list of the best of the best is cozy throws. Every house I work on, they ask me for wonderful warm throws. And if you go to any of the stores today, you're going to see that there's a lot of wonderful throws and beautiful colors when you're watching TV at night, just to cozy up with throws. All right, we're at our next set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer and contractor for the past 20 years, doing all sorts of renovations, from simple paint color consultations to the actual painting, to trim and molding, to doing bathroom renovations, whole kitchens, additions, hardwood floors, carpets, custom-made carpets, area rugs, and everything in between, everything related to the home. I do a lot of home staging. People are coming to me a lot now because the expectation when you sell your resale house is that it looks like a model. So we bring it back to that. We neutralize, we simplify, and all things related to decorating, design, both interior and exterior. Also do commercial spaces, restaurants, and other commercial offices, other businesses as well. So our topic today happens to be the best of the best for 2017. What are we seeing out there? What works all the time? So myself, in conjunction with the article that was done in House Beautiful magazine, sort of worked on a hybrid list here of what works well and has been working well consistently for 2017. Before we went to our commercial break, the last one was cozy throws on your sofas and chairs all over the home. Very much see that. Also, even just throws on the edge of a bed. You see now a lot of times a very simple bedding, but they'll have a nice colorful throw at the end of the bed, something that you see all the time now. Number 12 on our list of the best for 2017 is painted floors. Now, I won't say I see this a lot. I've done it several times. I have it in my own home. is where you have hardwood floors, maybe older hardwood floors, and that a portion of them are painted out. Typically, you'd see this in a foyer, maybe in a more traditional, maybe a federal some sort of a colonial style home where there'd be some sort of an inlay that's painted, whether it be a medallion or a rectangular shape, resembling a rug that's painted on the floor is very classic. But also in a bungalow type space, maybe painting out the floors, maybe painting the floors one solid color, or creating a look using a stripe motif is very nice. Probably the most common one we see is that checkerboard, the classic blue and white or black and white done out on a bias would be denoting painted out hardwood floors. They also could be done in a kitchen. I've seen wonderful little cozy kitchens with painted cabinets and painted hardwood floors. I do like the look. You want to use that sparingly. I think it gets a little overkill, but if you have a large home or maybe a small cottage and you want to do your corridor of your house, the entrances, or perhaps the kitchen in sort of that sort of a motif, a painted vintage motif, it's very great looking. Number 13 on the list is a pagoda. And if those of you, I don't know where I've ever used that before, that was on their part of the list. Sort of an Asian shape. Here they have it as a lantern, which is kind of nice. For me, there's something else I see. It's an Asian motif is called foo dogs. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. It's sort of a classic Chinese sort of dog figurine, kind of like if you're familiar with Staffordshire dogs, but sort of the Asian version of that. I'm seeing a lot of foo dogs for display. Not so much pagodas. I don't think I've seen a pagoda recently, but foo dogs are very popular right now. I was given a pair of them by another decorator about 11 years ago when I moved into my house. Damn if I could find them. I'd love to put them out on my mantle. They were great looking, but got lost somewhere along the way. Number 14 on the list of the best for 2017 is objects of art, objects of art, it says here. And I am seeing a lot of that, particularly in the blue and white, the Chinese porcelain. Even if you have a very traditional contemporary house, I should say, traditional elements of having blue and white urns or vases or so on, I'm seeing them commingled a lot, objects of art. Very popular these days. Number 15 on the list of the best, which I also don't agree with, is tassels. I did a lot of tassels in the 90s. We tasseled everything. Every window treat my dad had tassels on it. There were tassels on all the doors. If you had a secretary or piece of furniture with doors on it, there was a tassel on it. The article saying tassels are back. I have not seen that. But this is a hybrid list of their best and my best, so we'll see how it goes. Number 16 is something that I like and agree with a lot, and that's pairs of things. Pairs of lamps, pairs of settees, or anything that works symmetrically. And that I will agree with. The classic look of two sofas facing each other to me have always been a very elegant and very nice motif, dramatic, evokes conversation. Pairs of lamps is something that I like a lot, and I think it's very important because the look now is on either side of a sofa is to often have two unmatching pieces of furniture. Maybe one side will have like a chest, maybe a bomb chest or some sort of a chest, and the other side will have like a nest of tables, and it'll be different. When you have two unmatching elements, you want to unite them by having pairs of lamps that are exactly the same body, the same shade. Sorry, we have a little fire truck passing by today. Hopefully it's not stopping here. So pairs of lamps are very important. There was something that I always wanted to try, and that is when you have a very big room, doing the sofas back to back. So you have two conversation areas. And I've seen that done in one of the mansions in May. One of the big rooms was done that way. And I thought, what a nice thing to do, a different sort of a look, very dramatic, to have sofas or love seats back up to each other. So that's another thing that's kind of nice. But pairs of things in general. Prints. When I go to buy prints, if I go to buy prints for my store or I'm staging a house or looking for prints for someone's home, I often want to have a pair. If I have a single print, I often don't buy it. You want to have complementary pairs of prints or artwork, if you will, because that's sort of a nice kind of a look. Number 17 on our list is for sure, and that is mood lighting. With all the new bulbs and light sources, there are all sorts of wonderful hues of light, and dimmer switches are absolutely a must. So 17 on the list is mood lighting. Oh, number 18 says everything on a dimmer. I guess I got ahead of myself. So we always want to put everything on a dimmer, especially recessed lights, cans, so you can adjust the light accordingly. Number 19 on the list is English rolled arm sofas. Now, if you're not familiar with the English rolled arm sofa, you might think a rolled arm would be that sort of big, round arm. It's actually the opposite of that. An English rolled arm sofa is something that's it sort of recedes. You'll have the back of the sofa, and then there's not much of an arm at all. They are sort of like a Tootsie Roll shape, cylindrical, but they're sort of inset, so it's a very understated arm. And they are popular. I don't think they're as popular as they were about 5 years ago, but I think that they are popular. I see the sofas now having very straight a track arm, that very sort of straight arm more than anything else. But the English rolled-on sofa is still a very nice look. Number 20 on the list of the best for 2017 is jute or sisal rugs, and that I have to agree with wholeheartedly. Rugs have changed significantly. As you know, my store here, Maven Hill Designs, I share my space with Rugs to Riches right here, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. We have 2,500 square feet, and we coexist together for over 3 years now. People are not coming in for the classic oriental rugs anymore. They're looking for natural fibers. They are looking for jute and sisal and things that are very simple. Maybe it has just a simple fabric border on the end, but very understated, natural elements, and very simple. One of the things I'll add to number 20 is that people are also coming in now and asking for broadloom carpet, regular broadloom carpet, and having it bound and making that an area rug, a much simpler rug. Even some of the commercial carpets are asking to take a commercial carpet, something that's very geometric and durable looking, and having them bound as area rugs. So the rug business has changed significantly. They were beautiful when I started, beautiful rugs with silk in them and fringe and so on. Not seeing them. Very clean lines, very tailored, and very specific to a space. So that's changed a lot. Although I will say rugs are as popular as ever because people are really going to hardwood floors more than ever as opposed to wall-to-wall carpeting. So people are still needing and asking for rugs, but very simple rugs, mostly natural fibers, and so on. So number 21 on our list of the best of the best is dressing a table. And that's something that I think will always be in style, will always be wonderful, whether it be just a weeknight meal or a holiday. Dressing a table may have changed a little bit the way we do things, but dressing a table is terrific. I recently had one of the homes I finished, complete renovation, shot for Design New Jersey magazine, and it will be in one of the upcoming issues. I will get it out there to you. It'll be in on our station here, as well as you can view it online. More of a contemporary minimalist look. But we had a wonderful opportunity to dress the tables. And even though they're modern, we still had the opportunity to add things. So dressing a table today can be a little bit more understated. You don't have to put your best china out. In fact, we didn't in this case. We put out wonderful, just simple white dishes with great cutlery and very interesting glasses, quality glasses. And then very, very simply, we had placemats. The table happened to be made from an actual tree, and it had a sort of a live edge on it. So we wanted to keep it simple as possible. But then in light of this new sort of look of plants, of succulents and more tropical-like plants, we got two sort of orangey tropical cactus plants with the orange blossoms and did them in pairs on either end of the table with lots of charcoal gray and pops of orange. And that's how we set the table, very simply, with a little bit of pops of color. So dressing the table is as popular as ever. Maybe we're doing it in a different way, but definitely very much in style and nice to look at. Number 22 on the list is dreamy dining rooms. And my favorite room, and I'll always say my favorite room to do in a house is a dining room. It's where you really can create some drama and come up with new ideas. Earlier today, I was looking for a fixture in a dining room for a customer I have, and she has the opportunity. She has a big interior square room, which I love because if you have an interior square room, I love to do a round table. And that's what I proposed in this project, doing a wonderful big round table with all matching chairs, fabric chairs all the way around. And then I went to look at a fixture, and we're going to drop a sort of the look of a classic fixture. It had a couple of crystals on it, but then it had a big, wonderful shade, one white drum fixture on top of it, and you just saw the little pairings of a couple of the crystals on the bottom, but most of it was all about this beautiful, clean, white shade that came down in that sort of circle fixture, and then the wonderful round dining table in the center with the fabric chairs. What an elegant look. So there are so many things you can do with the dining room. If you want to do more casual, one of the things that I loved is I saw an example. Someone took a more casual dining room and they painted one of the walls, the wall of the sideboard. They painted that wall in chalkboard paint. And then when they entertained, they wrote on that wall what people were having and what the menu would be, I should say, for that night. What a fun thing to do. Chalkboard everything. Both my stores have a lot of chalkboards. And my Maplewood store, because I'm in town, I have sort of a sidewalk board. People really respond to that chalk paint and the look of chalkboards. Very much in style right now. Number 23 on the list is, it says, highly curated bookshelves. I would say that's very true. I think even people that don't have library spaces, they're always asking to add bookshelves. And one of the things that we're doing that's trending is we're painting the backs of the bookshelves sort of beautiful pastel colors, lots of blues and greens, teals, sort of ocean-type colors, very non-traditional with bookshelves. But I'm seeing a lot of that, not the sides of the bookshelf, but just the back. The other thing we're doing with bookshelves is we're putting sometimes wall covering in the back of them, some sisal or grass cloth or something visually interesting. And we're putting either art objects of art or sometimes books or combination of the both. But bookshelves are probably more popular than ever. Not necessarily so much heavy staining. A lot of them are just simply painted out white. But creating the look of a bookshelf is probably as popular as it ever was. Number 24 on the list is something that I have and I love, is majolica or lettuceware that looks like cabbage or lettuceware in the green, that natural look. I don't see it much. I mean, I have it and I love it, and I pair it with different colors these days than I did when I first bought it, but they're saying that's something that's very much in style. Number 25 on the list is talking about, if you are using china, going with a blue and white pattern. Oh, boy, I just... came, as I said earlier today, from Lady Luck Antiques, and she had mounds and mounds of beautiful different types of blue and white china, Spode and Johnson Brothers, and paired with wonderful sort of cobalt blue glass. And what a dramatic thing that is. I sort of like that. That's sort of reminiscent of more traditional, and I think when that coexists in a space that might be a little bit transitional or more contemporary, the blue and white really pops and stands out. So that I definitely agree with and do all the time. Number 26 on the list of the best is jewel box powder rooms. Powder rooms that are small but really done up with beautiful wall coverings and wonderful looks to that space, having them stand out. Okay, well, we are about time to go to our news, and we will be back with more of the best after our short news break here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Today I'm signing a new executive order to end another egregious abuse of federal power and to give that power back to the states and to the people where it belongs.
President Trump announcing executive action to reverse Obama administration actions using the Antiquities Act to claim large patches of land and block them from oil drilling or other exploration. The president said it was time to end governmental abuse of acts like the Antiquities Act.
The Antiquities Act does not give the federal government unlimited power to lock up millions of acres of land, and it's time we ended this abusive practice.
U.S. senators climbing aboard buses today. They're heading to the White House for a classified update on North Korea. Top military and intelligence officials will be providing the briefing on nuclear weapons and the threat posed by North Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
France has released their report on the chemical weapons attack in Syria, proving it was the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad behind the assault. Bill Zinfer files this report.
The French foreign minister released details of the report today, saying analysis of samples taken at the scene of the attack showed without a doubt that sarin gas was used. French intelligence services were also able to match the production method used to a previous attack by the Syrian government in 2013. Russia immediately rejected ties to the Assad regime, saying the only way to determine responsibility was with an impartial international investigation.
A huge explosion this morning in North St. Louis leveled a home, sending an entire wall into the home next door. According to St. Louis Fire Department officials, a vacant building exploded around 8:40. One building is entirely leveled. Debris is covering neighboring roofs. Fire officials have been going door to door through the neighborhood, checking on residences and making sure natural gas systems are turned off. USA Radio News.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
A brazen robbery in Paraguay led to the robbers getting away with $8 million, and it sounded like something out of a movie. Here's more on the story from Bill Zinfer.
The robbery was more like a military assault than an armed robbery, as 50 men armed with automatic rifles, dynamite, and anti-aircraft guns hit a private security vault and police headquarters in a town near the Brazilian border. One police officer and three suspects were killed in the ensuing gun battle, which ended when robbers used speedboats to cross a river into Brazil. The group, believed to be comprised of Brazilian gangsters, got away with an estimated $8 million.
A Mississippi teenager able to break into the front seat of a police car and lead police on an eight-mile chase. Here's Randy Bell.
Law enforcement officers are accustomed to having horsepower on their side when they're chasing somebody. But in Lamar County, a teenager being pursued was driving a stolen patrol car.
It was pretty evenly matched, but, you know, the officers were better trained and just glad nobody was hurt.
Sheriff Danny Riegel says they were able to stop the car by flattening the tires after about an eight-mile chase in the Oak Grove area. A couple of patrol cars were rammed during that pursuit. The 16-year-old boy had been in the back of the patrol car, but managed to get behind the wheel and take off. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme has died at the age of 73 from esophageal cancer. Some of his movies include The Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, and the remake of The Manchurian Candidate. USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and contractor for the past 20 years, doing all sorts of renovations in the state of New Jersey, a little bit in New York and Pennsylvania, one in Florida, but most of them in New Jersey in the tri-state area. A lot of residential work, a lot of painting, a lot of bathrooms. I've become the bathroom king. A lot of things, updates so that you could stage your home for sale, and everything in between. I have two wonderful locations, one right in here in Flemington in the Kitchen Expo Plaza, one U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, and also my new signature location in Maplewood, New Jersey, in Maplewood Village. That's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Phone number for Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770. One of the things that you might want to take advantage of, for a flat fee of $199, I will come out to your home, spend some time with you, and give you a list, a wish list. And whether that's something that you carry out over time or have me help you with, it's sort of a nice way to get, for a small amount, to get some fresh eyes on your project and so you can improve the quality of your home. Again, to reach Maven Hill Designs, it's 908-884-0770, or you can go to my website, and that is www.mavenhilldesigns.com for more information. Well, our topic today happens to be the best of the best for 2017. Those design ideas, both by House Beautiful magazine, and my own sort of interjections and what I see, because I do a lot of projects, and now that we're already into the end of April, a lot of trends that I see for 2017 in design projects. So 25 was about jewel box powder rooms. Powder rooms have become very important, I think. Number 27 on the list is bistro chairs. You know, that very classic sort of French bistro chair that has that sort of woven rattan on it, and then very simple lines, French looking. The bistro chair has become quite popular both in patio decorating as well as in style. Slight French look to it. Very elegant and classic. Number 28 on our list is flat weave rugs. Earlier we were talking about how rugs have gotten very simple. That's that sort of the soft but sturdy striped looking rugs that you see. They kind of have a beachy quality to them. They're ideal for casual environments or workhorse rooms that get a lot of activity. So very simple flat weave rugs, a knit rug that goes on the floor sort of in a stripe design, very popular. Number 29 on the list is antiques, adding some antiques in a very simple environment. We talked about that at the beginning of the broadcast. Number 30 is says a spellbinding storybook garden gate. Well, I don't know if they're so popular, but a beautiful garden gate really brings your eye into the backyard. I love garden gates. I like to embellish garden gates. I have a very simple, classic white picket fence garden gate, but I added old-fashioned iron hardware to it, and then seasonally I change out what I put on my garden gate for some visual interest, and that's always kind of nice. A lot of the iron ones are incredibly beautiful. They can be kind of pricey, though, but they're great to look at. And then some of the wood structures that have, you know, things over the top of them, or they incorporated it to a trellis and so on, can be very, very nice. Okay, so number 31 on our list, 30 was the spellbinding storybook garden gate, 31 is guest rooms. It says here, give visitors the royal treatment, a carafe of water, a stack of books, a bedside vase with fresh blooms on it to take some interest in our guest rooms. And isn't that true? A lot of the homes I look at, the kids' bedrooms will be wonderful, the master bedroom will be a treat, and the guest rooms are sort of generic. So they're saying put emphasis into your guest rooms a little bit. I do think fresh flowers on a bedside table are wonderful. And in our photo shoot, we completely redid a guest room. We absolutely changed every surface in the guest room with a new, more neutral color palette and then a pop of color. So when I was doing blooms for I got a budget from Design New Jersey Magazine to do wonderful flowers. And when I was doing flowers for the table, I just got very simple orange Gerber daisies. But instead of putting something tall, people make this mistake in a bedroom. Don't put flowers, tall flowers, on a nightstand. You want them to be low. I got a classic cube vase, glass, clear glass, small cube vase, and I cut the flowers to just the length of the vase, and then I gathered them all together. I tied them and bundled them so all you saw were the heads of the Gerber daisies and this very simple minimalist glass cube. That's what you want when you put flowers in a guest room, something very low with a lot of concentrated color. So keep that in mind when you dress your guest room, or even your own bed table. Do your flowers very low. Number 32 is something I looked at this morning, and that's called folding screens. Folding screens to hide things, to create spaces, or just because it's a look. In my Maplewood store, I have a very, very large bathroom in the back, so large with a high ceiling that I've sort of sectioned off the functional area of the bathroom with a screen, and it just gave me so much more space in an older building. So it was kind of fun to create a screen. And screens are very popular. I was looking this morning at a place that had a lot of different screens, some of them with an Asian motif, rice paper. Some of them were just sort of a modern black screen. It's another thing that you can add to your home, another element. And if you have more of a loft living space, a screen can really subdivide a space. As an area rug denotes space, so can a screen. So folding screens, very good an idea that always is in style. Number 33 on the list is a colorful front door. And I believe it was I believe it was HGTV Magazine. I was at the pharmacy yesterday waiting, as we all are with these days with prescriptions, and the entire magazine was, and I do believe it was HGTV Magazine, I don't think it was another magazine, it was the entire magazine was addressed this concept of a colorful front door. Pages and pages of ideas of schemes using an interesting color front door. You know, the first time I went to Bermuda, the thing that struck me the most was the beautiful, vivid, every color, every front door had a different color. The facades could be quite the same, but every door, one door was plum, one door was bright yellow, one door was teal, and it was just so beautiful. Nothing ever repeated itself, but it went well so well together. With the change in decorating and a more neutral palette, especially with grays and beiges, a front door really becomes a lot more important. And more than ever, I am putting pops of unusual colors on front doors. And I think it's really kind of fun. One of my favorite combinations to do is sort of a mid-tone or a darker tone gray house, and then maybe some crisp white trim, and then putting in sort of a Tiffany box blue color on the front door. Very, very pale, though, blue front door, which is certainly unexpected, but can look very, very lovely. Often in smaller homes or cottages and so on, that really works out. Sometimes the bigger homes, it's a little bit much. But a wonderful mid to charcoal gray with a crisp white trim and then a pale Tiffany box blue combination is wonderful. Last year, I think I did three houses. We did orange doors, sort of Benjamin Moore's parrot orange, dark gray house, white trim, black shutters, and a sort of an orange front door. Very, very popular. I have a lady up in Maplewood, New Jersey, who just changed her door color and did sort of a watermelon pink front door in a navy house, which is a nice classic, very clean-looking, updated combination. Gray and yellow, a gray house, a mid-tone gray or a light gray house with a yellow front door. Not so expected. Brings something else to the table. But very much in style. I would say that's very much probably what I see the most in 2017. Neutral house, new color palette, whiter trim, and a pop of unusual color. Now, you don't carry the color to the shutters. The shutters remain neutral, but it's just the front door that has that pop of sort of vivid color. Very much on trend. All right, we're going to take a couple more commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design right after this last commercial break.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I And we are back with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been a decorator and a contractor for the past 20 years. And we're working on a list of 2017's Best of the Best House Beautiful, and then my own interpretation of some of those ideas that are best for 2017. So number 34 on our list, it says, this is kind of self-serving, it says a library of old House Beautiful magazines. But I will call on that a little bit. It's been noticed that some of the, and a lot of the periodicals, that old issues of magazines, and I'm sort of famous for this, have wonderful ideas, and we don't see as much creativity necessarily today with the more simpler styles. So I often have magazines, decorating magazines around the house that date back to 1991, and if there's something that I really liked, I hold on to them. So that's not such a bad thing. You can sort of interpret and look and see how things were then and how they are today. And how things get reinvented all the time. Number 35 on the list of the best is animal prints. And to tell you the truth, I'm not seeing a lot of animal prints, but a little bit of animal print mixed with unusual colors is something that I'm seeing on trend. So you'll have a wonderful two sort of brown leopard animal prints, but then you'll have it next to maybe sort of like a garden leaf green pillow, and the browns and the greens together, something like that, with a little bit of an animal print done in a gray now, more of a gray kind of a tone. I see that, but definitely not done in a more contemporary way. Animal prints are popular. Number 36 has been around a long time, and that's farmhouse tables. I don't know if I see more of them now than ever, but still very popular. Number 37 is peonies. The peonies are very popular these days. I've always loved peonies and have a collection of them. They're nice because the deer don't like them, but they're very short-lived. 38 is loop chairs, sort of French loop chairs. Now, I'm not even familiar with those, so I'll take my judgment out of that. Number 39 is collections. It says here, collections, whatever keeps you on the lookout for the next exclusive piece and having a collection of something. I'm not so sure I agree with that. Most of the people that I'm working with are looking for me to sell their chinas, for me to sell their collections of Waterford or Yadro or collectibles. So I would say I probably don't agree with collections. I see people getting away from that and simplifying their life, so I will disagree with that one. Number 40 is a butler's pantry. People wanting a butler's pantry, and I hear that all the time, whether it's they take space from a closet and designate it to that, or they create new space. People want a wonderful, well-thought-out butler's pantry. So things happen. They can go. They don't have to run to the supermarket. There's plenty available to them. The whole look of a butler's pantry is sort of a nice space to have. Number 41 on our list is planter boxes. You know, those wonderful planters that look like a square box. Sometimes they have finials on top. They've always been in style, but I'm seeing them more and more again now. So we are almost done with the list. Let's see if we can get through this before the end. Number 42 is sofas placed back-to-back. We talked about that. Number 3 is trim on everything. Well, I would say simple trim would be nice. Number 44 is a world of wicker, but wicker done in non-traditional colors. Here it's a blue and white wicker. And number 45 on the list is concrete tiles. And it's saying graphic memories of summer majolica and all sorts of interesting shapes of tiles. Well, that will do it for the conclusion of this Best of the Best list for 2017. I'm hoping I've given you some wonderful ideas of things to try to bring your home up to date, throw some new spin on things. Next week, we will have the wonderful lady who I met today, who is the owner of Lady Like Antique. She's been in Flemington for many years, but she's just moved to a space about three times the size and has an amazing collection of antiques, beautiful pictures and plates like you've never seen, beautiful objects of art. We want to start a collection. Now's the time. Check out Lady Like Antiques. It is right on Main Street, across the street from its former location. Check it out, and she'll be our guest next week from Modern Design. We are going to have a little bit of a change. We're going to go to 2 o'clock now from going forward for scheduling reasons. Modern Design will now be 2 to 3. So tune in every Wednesday, 2 to 3, consistently, and we'll be back doing wonderful things. Pretty soon we're going to go to video, and you'll also be able to watch us as well as listen. So until next week, I see you again. Richard Scuderi with Modern Design. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Today I'm signing a new executive order to end another egregious abuse of federal power and to give that power back to the states and to the people where it belongs.
President Trump announcing executive action to reverse Obama administration actions using the Antiquities Act to claim large patches of land and block them from oil drilling or other exploration. The president said it was time to end governmental abuse of acts like the Antiquities Act.
The Antiquities Act does not give the federal government unlimited power to lock up millions of acres of land, and it's time we ended this abusive practice.
U.S. senators climbing aboard buses today. They're heading to the White House for a classified update on North Korea. Top military and intelligence officials will be providing the briefing on nuclear weapons and the threat posed by North Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
France has released their report on the chemical weapons attack in Syria, proving it was the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad behind the assault. Bill Zinfer files this report.
The French foreign minister released details of the report today, saying analysis of samples taken at the scene of the attack showed without a doubt that sarin gas was used. French intelligence services were also able to match the production method used to a previous attack by the Syrian government in 2013. Russia immediately rejected ties to the Assad regime, saying the only way to determine responsibility was with an impartial international investigation.
A huge explosion this morning in North St. Louis leveled a home, sending an entire wall into the home next door.